This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To talk about the Giants and what happens next or what should happen next, we bring in Bobby Skinner, host of Giants Nation show, Giants Nation podcast. Bobby, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Bobby, let's start with the whole sign banner thing. We're going to dive into the play on the field and the coach and all of that, but the defensive coordinator. But they're explain to people, because you actually were one of the people who paid to fly a sign today over MetLife Stadium. Can you explain the two signs and kind of what happened?
Well, from our point of view, we did a little bit of a fundraiser for our show that, you know, we're going to do some type of, you know, funny or positive message. And then when the John Mayer cancer news came out, it was pretty obvious of what that message should be, so we just wished them well on that. And then the other one was somebody saying they need to clean house, and it's kind of going off of last year when they came out and said, we're not going to stop until you do, and they didn't clean house, so people aren't stopping.
Yep. So last year it didn't seem to have an impact on John Mara. He obviously decided to keep Shane and Dable. The one gift we get out of all of that, of course, Jackson Dart. And so let's start there with Jackson Dart. Have you seen enough to say that, or how confident are you that Jackson Dart is has all the makings of the next franchise quarterback for the New York Giants?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously early, but like, he's shown you everything you'd want, like, so far. Besides just playing perfect football, I mean, he has 15 touchdowns in 6 games. So he's been, you know, using his legs, like, he's been accurate with the football. So, like, there's obviously things, you know, some growing pains he's got to go through and learn from. But like, he's been the bright spot for this Giants team. You know, on offense, essentially, he's been the only thing, with, you know, other than Cam Stadler, until last week he went down.
Yeah. What is, with all that is positive and all the traits that we're seeing out of Jackson Dart, what's the one that stands above the others so far for you?
Can you say that again? I broke up for a second.
Yeah, of all the positive traits that we're seeing so far with Jackson Dart, what's the one that stands out the most so far for you?
Just his feel for the game overall. You know, the offensive line has actually been performing fairly well. So it's allowed him to play that way. But, like, you know, when he doesn't see it, there is just, like, a composure where, all right, am I going to hang in? Am I going to run? Am I going to make some, you know, buy some time in the pocket and run around? Like, there's just a calmness and coolness to his game that just, you have this faith that he's gonna figure it out, you know, no matter what happens. So obviously that hasn't always panned out perfectly. You know, he's had a bad end of the Saints game and Broncos game, but just an like a calmness and coolness for the NFL game.
How much credit do you give Brian Daboll that he seems to be the guy who would identify Jackson Dart, you know, was his guy? And is that enough of a reason to keep Brian Daboll around as Giants head coach?
You got to give Brian Daboll a lot of credit. It was very clear he was, you know, the driving force behind drafting Jackson Dart when others in the organization didn't. The only thing, though, is that that is not the job title for Brian Daboll. You know, I go back to Jason Garrett. When he was here, he was the driving force behind drafting Andrew Thomas, right? That wasn't always a popular decision early on. It was the right decision, but that didn't mean he was a good offensive coordinator. The reality is that they're past the halfway point, and they are once again at two wins for the third straight year under Brian Daboll. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year they've, you know, pointed the finger and said, hey, it's not our fault. We're missing our left tackle, and this quarterback is just so flat, just so bad, we can't win games like this. But if we had a quarterback, we would win. Well, now you look at that quarterback, well, he's, you know, 7-2 and, you know, the top seed in the AFC with the Colts. Their left tackle is back, and they're still losing games. So there's more to being a head coach than coaching the quarterback or developing a young quarterback. And it's just shown that, like, Daboll's not good at running an NFL team.
What would you say to people who look back on Daniel Jones? As you said, look, right now, Daniel Jones did not play well today, but has been an MVP candidate for most of this season with Shane Steichen in Indianapolis. And other than right now, Daniel Jones really played his most free, confident, swashbuckling, playmaking football his rookie year with Pat Shurmur, and as head coach, as the offensive play caller. And then they fire Pat Shurmur, and obviously Daniel Jones had the fumbling issues, and in trying to get that out of him, you mentioned Jason Garrett, and, you know, having Jason Garrett as the offensive coordinator, all of that. He was never the same quarterback again until now he lands with Indianapolis. So what do you say to people who look at that and say, that's a cautionary tale? We should keep Brian Daboll because he's the one who is instilling confidence in this young quarterback and believes in him and has the relationship with him. What do you say to people who say that?
I would say don't let past failure make you comfortable with current failure. Yeah, that obviously did not work out. The issue is hiring Jason Garrett. So, like, you know, the Giants shouldn't – Brian Daboll has shown that he's just not a winning football coach over the last 3 years, and it's not all Brian Dable's fault. You know, we can get into the general manager. I think he's just as much to blame.
Yep.
But the reality is it's about hiring the right person, which – again, I'm not sitting here telling you to have trust that they're going to hire the right person, right? They've shown over and over again that they can't hire the right person. But the reality is that you can't let past failure make you afraid of failing again.
Talking to Bobby Skinner, host of Giants Nation podcast, Giants Nation show. And, yeah, and I mean, for anybody who wants to hold up Pat Shurmur and Daniel Jones. And look, I was one of those people a few weeks ago who might have been in that camp. But today, for anybody who looks at that, I'd say look north to New England. And they had a quarterback. They decide to fire a rookie head coach after one and done, 1 year with Mayo, and moved on to Vrabel. And look, Vrabel knows how to win. They're winning now. So, of all today's game, did it strike you that there was a level of resignation, is the word I would say, that when I listened post-game and watched post-game, Brian Daboll in that post-game press conference, and even Dexter Lawrence, whether in Lawrence's case, there's a getting used to losing going on. And in Dable's case, kind of a, it looked like a guy who knows he's getting fired at the end of the season. But he's not, you know, John Mara asked for progress, and here we are. It's the third year in a row, and they're 2-7. Did it feel a little different, the tonality of it post-game today?
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the Dexter Lawrence one, and I watched that, and it just felt like he's going through the motions of, all right, let me say the right things. Don't say anything that's going to get clipped and become a talking point all week, and that's it. And then the Brian Dable one, you said it. There's just this feeling of an inevitability that we're just marching towards the end here. You know, I don't think he thinks he's going to be fired in season, but it just feels like an inevitable feeling of this is going to end soon, and it's just about getting through 8 games.
And if it is about a march towards that, and at some point it's inevitable, they're going to move on and make a change, are you in the camp? Is there anything to be gained by making a change now? And look, I've seen, you know, there are people who are asking, should you elevate Mike Kafka in season just to see what you might have there, or, you know, something like that, to see if you can, or do you make it firing the defensive coordinator right now and Shane Bowen to make a change, to send a message, and to shake up this football team for two reasons. One, so that it just doesn't seem as much just an accepting of losing and a march towards that. And also maybe to send a message to a Jackson Dart that we get your competitive spirit and we're trying not to accept it.
Well, there's definitely a few things to begin. If they fire Shane Bowen right now, it doesn't mean that the defense is going to turn good. But they're...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If Brian Dable was to stay at the end of the year, I think we all know that they wouldn't be keeping the defensive coordinator. So why delay the inevitable there and try and do something to spark the team and get more out of the defense that does have some talent? It's not flush with it, but does have some talent. For the Giants' point of view, I actually think it would harm them to fire Brian Dable early, but not because, you know, the results on the field, because then once he's gone, we stop talking about him and then we move on to the next person, and that's Joe Shane, and then that's John Mara and his ownership group. And we, until Brian Dable's there, he's going to take most of the arrows there with Joe Shane as well too. So I personally would root for Brian Dable to be fired, not because I think it changes and helps the team, because I think there's bigger picture conversations to be had with, you know, the general manager, Joe Shane, and the fact that there has been people in the organization that have failed upwards over this past 10 years of bad football because of their relationship to the owner.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll end up in a situation for those people who feel like there's nepotism and family members in positions of authority and wanting to see it being all, you know, external voices that are, you know, making these decisions. I don't know if we'll ever get that to happen with the Giants. It would probably take a really strong personality. You know, maybe if it is, I'm just going to throw this out there, and I don't think there's any way it really ever happens. But, you know, when you get yourself somebody like a John Harbaugh or somebody who has enough gravitas and that if they're coming here, they're going to dictate and say, yes, I'm coming. And by the way, here's the general manager that I will work with. And for that general manager, you now have enough authority to say, this is the front office and the staffing and the structure that I want. It would require them, you know, somebody like that who had enough clout to be able to say that. But let's say, so let's turn to the general manager. And as you said, I just had a caller who was trying to make the case to me that, yes, he wants to get rid of Brian Daboll, but he thinks Joe Shane has actually done a pretty good job. And he was giving his positives, and I disagreed. But is there any reason in your mind to keep Joe Shane after the season, or would you change both? And if you're changing Joe Shane, what would be your response to those people who think, oh, you know, some continuity is warranted?
I would say raise your standard. You know, it's been a lot of bad football over 10 plus years now for the Giants. And we have, you know, Dave Gettleman and the end of Jerry Reese to compare to, which certainly were not good. Raise your standard. It's year four and you're 2-7. You know, the team is untalented. We're talking about trading for a wide receiver because of the mistakes that have been made by the general manager. You know, you think about
Jalen Hyatt, Wandell Robinson, you know, yeah, signing Slayton to that contract, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the front seven's not injured, yet you are a bottom of the NFL rushing defense year after year after year. You know, the corners were, you know, the secondary was injured today, and Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland, and Cordell Flaw. Guess who was playing because of that? Your first-round pick that you traded up for in Deontay Banks. Mm-hmm. Your second-round pick, Tyler Newbin. Your third-round pick, Andrew Phillips. You know, your year four safety, Dane Belton. The only guy who was really out of place was Corey Black. You know, there hasn't been any really successful pieces added to the trenches through the draft under Joe Shane outside of Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter to an extent so far. Like, they haven't added anybody to the interior on either side that you believe in. You know, obviously not every single move is going to be bad, and this team is more talented than it was 2 years ago, but it's still just untalented compared to the rest of the NFL, and that has to be the bar. So 2-7, it's not a roster that reflects good drafting and good free agent additions.
What was the low light of the game for you today?
Oh, geez. You know what? It was when they were down 20-10. In fact, they had they kicked that field goal when they probably should have went for it on fourth and at their goal. And then the 49ers got the ball back, and they threw the ball for 13 yards. And I believe they had 8 or 9 straight runs.
Yep.
Ending in a Brian Robinson trucking Deontay Banks for a touchdown to end the drive.
Yeah, that play, the 18-yard touchdown from Brian Robinson, where Tay Banks is roadkill. He just gets run over on that play. And then you see other Giants players who kind of look disinterested as Robinson runs into the end zone. And then you turn around with the 49ers, and they have a lot of injuries. and certainly a lot of injuries, offense and defense, but plenty of injuries on defense. And you see what Robert Saleh is able to get, the effort he's able to get out of the Niners team. So you can't just blame injuries.
Yeah, they're worse off with injuries. They're missing, you know, two players at the top of their position, Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. They're missing the quarterback that they're playing 50 mil plus. And they're missing a lot of depth pieces too, as well. You know, they've just gotten worse as a team by, you know, some players leaving.
Yeah, and yet winning record and, you know, well coached, and you just see it. Like, that's what it's supposed to look like, even with injuries. What did you make of the whole Dexter Lawrence, Carl Banks feud that we saw play out? Specifically, the language that Carl Banks used, that you know, players don't respect that around the league. They don't respect Dexter Lawrence, and then have Dex reacted to that.
Yeah, I think Carl Banks was misguided in saying teams don't respect him, because they do respect him a ton, you know, and Dexter Lawrence is not playing bad football. He's just not playing at the level of greatness that we've come to know him at for. So I think the message got kind of muddied up, and it became the Giants fighting back, their PR team, their defensive line coach, Dexter Lawrence himself. Well, in the reality, the greater point was just Dexter Lawrence needs to play to the standard that he has set. So it's become kind of par for the course with the Giants, where it's just, you know, it takes some criticism and move on and try and take it a little bit to heart. Instead, it's just constantly trying to battle whatever notion is out there, including one that was inside the building with Carl Banks.
What does it say about Brian Burns that he's looking like a defensive player of the year candidate in the middle of all this slop?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, raised his game. I think some of what he's doing is helpful, because Dexter Lawrence is getting the double team attention. I actually think Abdul Carter's addition has helped him quite a bit, but he's played at a high, high level. I think he's at, 11 sacks now in 9 games.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate that I don't think we're going to see this type of production from him every year, but we're seeing it this year, and it's still leading to a bottom 5 defense in the NFL.
Yeah. All right, last one before I let you go. How would you handle the trade deadline if you were the Giants, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, or even the owner, John Maron? You're looking at this group and saying, I might move on from these guys. Is it better to get a wide receiver for Jackson Dart to elevate the level of talent around him, because he's playing with a bunch of guys who are dropping the football or not particularly good, that he elevates every week? Or is it better to hang on to the draft picks and let the next general manager, the next front office, make those decisions?
They are 2-7, and no rookie quarterback has been ruined because he didn't have weapons. They get ruined by bad coaches or bad offensive lines. They don't get ruined by bad weapons, and the proof has been the fact that he does have 15 touchdowns in 6 games. So he'll be able to survive this season unless Andrew Thomas gets injured. So I won it. They're 2-7, you know. There's going to be abilities to trade for receivers in the offseason if that's their, you know, desire, their course of action, to add wide receiver help. The reality is they should be looking to move pieces, even though I don't see anybody wanting anything for these guys, but they should be looking to get anything they can for guys like Evan Neal and Deontay Banks.
Yeah, hard to think that somebody would trade for an Evan Neal when the Giants, I know he was he dressed on Sunday because everybody was injured, but otherwise he's a healthy scratch every week. It's not like he's somebody the Giants have any use for. All right, well, we'll certainly see. And the sad part of all of this, Bobby, is that there is a miracle brewing with the Giants, which is that they actually seem to have this dynamic, exciting young quarterback with an it factor that is the hardest thing in football to find. And they finally have stumbled on this, and yet it's more of the same. And feels like you get five seasons of this rookie contract, and for sure they seem to be wasting, it feels like, the first season of it.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't waste two seasons trying to, you know, salvage what they have in Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Hopefully they realize that and recognize it and decide that, you know what, maybe we need to bring in a better team builder and better coach to build around this guy.
All right, Bobby, appreciate the time. Bobby Skinner, Giants Nation, give it a listen. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.